Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Yeah, welcome back. Thursday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of basketball today on the program, and you can listen to Pac-12 basketball tonight here on The Fan. Big rivalry game and pregame coverage of the USC Trojans on the road at UCLA, beginning at 8:15, tip-off at 8:30. We've been talking college hoops right now. We're going to talk some high school hoops, and we'll stay in the metro as Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranobis, kind enough to join us on the show. Coach, hope you had a happy holiday, happy new year. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, no problem, Cole. First of all, I want to say thank you for the tremendous job that you do covering high school sports. You do a great job.
Well, thanks, Coach. Pleasure's all mine. And got to mention Mark Simpson, too, my colleague, who does a great job as well. And looking forward to learning more about your team. You guys are off to a great start, but first things first, let's start with that win you got on Tuesday night, 60-55 over a good Linmar team. Tell us how your guys got the job done in that one.
So we're really focused on playing defense. We're not very tall this year, so we really, our emphasis is on playing defense and grinding down and being physical. And I think every year that's kind of what our forte has tried to be. I mean, obviously you can't do it every year because you got to coach who you have, and our kids have done a nice job of that. They've kind of bought into that, and hopefully we continue forward with it, to be honest.
Well, and that makes me think with the shot clock in play now. You mentioned you got a defense-first team. So much of the conversation surrounding the shot clock is what does it mean for offenses? What stood out the most to you, Coach Baranobis, about what the shot clock has meant for defense?
Honestly, for us, the way we played it, it really hasn't changed a whole lot because we're always out there trying to, put ball pressure on and make them take earlier shots. So I for other teams that are kind of playing pack lines, it may affect other teams differently because they're playing inside that paint more, making them move the ball longer. But we're actually trying to pressure the ball and make them make quicker decisions. So for us, it hasn't affected us or the other team as much. I mean, we've had, I suppose, in the games that we played, we probably had 6 violations so far. Not us, them.
Yeah.
Defensively, yes.
And that also makes me think, too, when you talk about your style of defense with the ball pressure extending beyond the three-point line, that we've got a college basketball team here in the state of Ames that I think has played that style of defense to a really, really high level in the Iowa State Cyclones, led by T.J. Altzelberger. Have you watched much of the Cyclones, and have you had the same thought that I'm relaying right now where, they're playing that brand of defense that I think you coach toward?
Yeah, you're spot on there. He's done a heck of a job, man. I'm super impressed how they come out and their kids grind and they play hard. They sell out on defense. To answer your question, for sure. I mean, I've learned a lot from watching some of what they do. And honestly, Ben Jagelson over the years has helped us out tremendously because he allows us to come watch his practices. A lot of my coaches did a lot of researches, and we finagled some things here and there. And we try to fit it into the kids that we actually have. So you can't always play the same exact defense every year. Mm-hmm. But, you try to make it fit your program or the kids you actually are coaching.
Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranobis, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you got 6 seniors on your roster, 3 of whom your top producers so far this season. Just tell us about this senior class and what it means, their impact on this team overall, and maybe more specifically the 3 I referenced that have played really good basketball so far.
2 of them, Samarion Anderson and Keyshawn Pendleton, are both all conference players from last year returning. Mm-hmm. So that was a good start for us. I mean, we actually, you're lucky when you got 2 guys coming back there all conference. And we were lucky we started the puzzle there. But honestly, we got fortunate that we had a couple transfers come in, one of them being Keaton Lees-Demas. He's got a story of his own, and great kid, and he's had, I don't know if I can say this or not, but his mother passed away in 2020, and so he ended up coming here, and he's just been Yeah, he's just a great kid. He plays hard. He's, you know, he's fun to coach. He's kind of quiet, doesn't say a whole lot, but he plays hard. He's been a big addition to our team. And then there's Dayton Bruce, who is not very tall, about 5'4". He's our point guard, but he, you know, he goes out there and does what we ask, and he's been another good addition. And he was at Ames last year, Ames High School, and he is actually from Waterloo. But he went to Ames, and then he ended up coming back, and we ended up getting him over the summer. And then Jalil Manigo, who was a freshman starter for us last year, is taking on a different role this year. Last year he played point guard for us, and this year he's kind of playing short as we are. We're all guards. Heck, yeah, you can call him whatever you want to call him, but we're all guards, and he's done a nice job. And, you know, a lot of kids are working hard for us, and as coaches, that's really all you can ask for.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And Coach, hearing you say that, yay, our roster isn't very tall, have you been able to maybe parlay that into some defensive versatility where you've been able to tell your guys, well, what we lack in height, as long as you guys are bringing it, we can switch. We can help ourselves by being able to just switch screens and make life easier, or is that not quite the way you come at it?
But you're spot on again. Like, we got four guys out there pretty much the same height. It's like it really is not going to matter on ball screen.
Right.
Because you're spot on with that. And in addition to that, you know, we've got three younger kids that we're trying to mix in with that senior group. And honestly, the development of those younger kids, Joe Hudson, Sean Sear Wortham, Nazir Kuykendall, there's, I don't want to leave anybody out, Bryce Westermeyer, without their help with this team, especially with this team, you know, these guys are starting to come along, and I think that we'll be as good as those guys improve the rest of the year. That's what I think. I mean, we're going to get how much better we can get, I don't know. It's going to come down to those younger kids, honestly. At this point,
when it comes to your improvement, we've talked a lot about defense so far. What is kind of the blueprint become offensively? Obviously, I think from what you've had to say, you guys aren't lighting the world on fire or reinventing the wheel or anything, but what have you coached toward offensively, and maybe through seven games, have you and your staff, maybe even your players as well, been able to identify, okay, you know, this is what we know we can do, but I feel like maybe we could make some gains here, and that's really going to help us out.
You know, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, you know, good shots. I think that's the most important thing for this team. Is like, we got a lot of guys that you know, when you're a guard, you know, and you can dribble the ball, you want to take a lot of your own shot, you know, create your own shot, especially mm-hmm. when they watch all the time on the NBA. It's crazy. But so you kind of got that poison mixed in with it. But for us, it's almost a necessity for that ball to be moving. And we got to get that to the next guy, the next open guy, and then keep, you know, dribble driving and attacking and then pitching to the next guy, that so we're getting wide open shots opposed to, I mean, we're not tall, so we can't force shots up. We got to get good shots. And I think that's the key for us to be successful offensively. And we're just running a, you know, either a five out or one in, four out. Just trying to let them read and react and let them play a little bit. Because if I was playing with two bigger guys or whatever, I'd definitely have a different offensive style of attack. But with this group, you know, we're playing just basically a one in, four out, five out. And then right now we're actually making way better decisions than we did at the beginning of the year. And so I'm happy with that part. At the beginning of the year, we were trying to put this puzzle together. And, you know, we had two new guys fit in and a bunch of younger kids, and they're starting to figure it out.
It would seem to me, Coach, that, you know, led by that senior group you spoke about earlier, who's working hard, setting the tone, that you're giving these younger guys opportunities. So practice probably is pretty intense on a regular basis. I get the feeling that you got these young guys that you're giving some opportunity to. They ought to know that the harder they work, the better they play, the more opportunity that'll be there for them.
Yeah, and they're doing that, Cole, and they're
good.
Doing that. And so it's you're right. They want to play, and they're trying to get, you know, earn minutes. You know how that is.
Yeah.
And when you're playing that, I'll tell you one thing is difficult. When you got all guards, it's it's not hard to find minutes for a guy switching in at the guard spot, right?
Mm-hmm. It,
when we put our post play, because we've got a couple taller, bigger kids, but there are younger guys that are, you know, just really trying to fit into that style of whatever we're trying to play. When those two guys come in, they're really only able to sub kind of for each other, you know, so it's a little different that way. But the rest on your guard, you can go in for five guards. It's not going to matter.
A couple more minutes here with Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranovas, Wahawks 6-1 so far this season. Any adjustments, albeit we were talking about the offense, you guys are trying to, you know, just keep it simple and do what you're capable of, but maybe some quick plays or some sort of adjustments as it relates to the shot clock with anything you're doing offensively?
We have a couple. We try to install some quick hitters when it comes down to game situations, you know, like fourth quarter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We'll run some high screen roll when it comes to, you know, we usually got 8 seconds, you know, when we're kind of disrupted and we go out, we go high screen roll. I think that's pretty basic for a lot of player teams do that as well. Then you put your best player out there and try to let him create something.
You know, it's been really encouraging to hear, Coach, all the different coaches that I've talked to so far, everybody's had positive things to say about the shot clock. So I think one, I mean, obviously that's great to hear. And then two, I think it's important that we point out, you know, the administration and the volunteers that have helped make this happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, without them, it's too bad everybody takes them for granted, you know. Because I'm with you, honored on that, because so they got to do a lot. There's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. And then, you know, it's like referees, right? Every year they have these little forms you can fill out to either criticize a ref or you don't want this ref. And I've never done one, ever. And it goes back to the NBC. And the reason why, I recognize that you're not going to be perfect. I recognize that everybody's going to call it different every night.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just refuse to tournament, you know, like I just refuse to judge somebody on a given night of how you're going to call the basketball game. And of course, I'm not perfect as a coach for sure. So, you know.
And we need more officials. So, you know, why do anything that would maybe encourage to push any of them out? So,
I agree.
Finally, yeah. Coach, real quick, you're on the road at Iowa City High tomorrow. Little Hawks are a 500 team. Who knows how that's going to end up for them? What can you tell us about the challenge you guys are going to face tomorrow night?
You know, to be honest, they're the type of team that can beat anybody. They play freelance and they let it go. Like, they're not scared to shoot it at any given time, and those are dangerous teams. And so, yeah, we went over it tonight and talked about that we got to close out, have a hand up all the time. We can't sit there, you know, be late because they're going to shoot it. The one thing I looked on film, they ain't scared to let it go.
Got to bring that Wahawk defense down Interstate 380 tomorrow, that's for sure.
That's for dang sure. Yep, you're right.
Cool. Coach, thanks so much for catching up with you. Always a pleasure to be talking basketball. And best of luck, best of health to your team, and we'll be sure to catch up again here after too long.
Okay, I appreciate it, Cole. Thank you.
Thank you. Waterloo West boys basketball coach Cliff Baranovas, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company.